Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 3. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Stella, you are one of the few female taxi drivers in London. Tell us how you managed to get the job.
When I was younger, I didn't have any ambitions to become a taxi driver. I was starting to think about driving as a profession when, to my surprise, I learnt that a friend of mine wanted to become a licensed London taxi driver. She was preparing for the exam, which is called the Knowledge, and she asked me to help her revise. I've always been proud of my driving skills, so I felt happy that I could help her. And that's when I realised that I might also enjoy driving people around in one of London's black taxis.
The exam you have to pass to be a London taxi driver is famous for being incredibly difficult. Did you have any problems with passing it?
Well, the Knowledge exam requires you to memorise the details of London's road system. I have an excellent memory, so passing the exam was no trouble for me. One of its hardest parts is when you have to describe the shortest possible route between two places in London, and quite a few candidates fail that part.
And what do you like about your job, Stella?
First of all, the hours. I work 8 hours or less per day and have Saturdays off. I prefer to start at midnight because then I only have to work until 6 a.m. I know that some taxi drivers work longer hours than me and have a higher income, but that doesn't bother me. The greatest thing about my job is that I earn enough to support my family, so I have nothing to complain about.
Lucky you.
Yes, I do what I like and I'm paid well for it. And I often meet interesting passengers. I always have a lot of fun chatting with them. Some passengers even share their personal problems with me. Many people think that talking to strangers about such things is not a good idea, but I'm a taxi driver, so I listen patiently in those cases and always give the best advice I can.
Thank you very much, Stella.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Stella, you are one of the few female taxi drivers in London. Tell us how you managed to get the job.
When I was younger, I didn't have any ambitions to become a taxi driver. I was starting to think about driving as a profession when, to my surprise, I learnt that a friend of mine wanted to become a licensed London taxi driver. She was preparing for the exam, which is called the Knowledge, and she asked me to help her revise. I've always been proud of my driving skills, so I felt happy that I could help her. And that's when I realised that I might also enjoy driving people around in one of London's black taxis.
The exam you have to pass to be a London taxi driver is famous for being incredibly difficult. Did you have any problems with passing it?
Well, the Knowledge exam requires you to memorise the details of London's road system. I have an excellent memory, so passing the exam was no trouble for me. One of its hardest parts is when you have to describe the shortest possible route between two places in London, and quite a few candidates fail that part.
And what do you like about your job, Stella?
First of all, the hours. I work 8 hours or less per day and have Saturdays off. I prefer to start at midnight because then I only have to work until 6 a.m. I know that some taxi drivers work longer hours than me and have a higher income, but that doesn't bother me. The greatest thing about my job is that I earn enough to support my family, so I have nothing to complain about.
Lucky you.
Yes, I do what I like and I'm paid well for it. And I often meet interesting passengers. I always have a lot of fun chatting with them. Some passengers even share their personal problems with me. Many people think that talking to strangers about such things is not a good idea, but I'm a taxi driver, so I listen patiently in those cases and always give the best advice I can.
Thank you very much, Stella.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Millions of glass bottles per year were produced in Saratoga during the early 1800s. At that time, all bottles were made by hand. Now, please look at the wall on your right, where you can see our oldest bottles. Then, when we are on the first floor, you're going to see a huge wall with over 3,000 different bottles hanging on it. I'll tell you lots of stories about them. Next, we are going to walk to the factory building where you'll be able to see how glass bottles are made today. Unfortunately, the gift shop is not open this weekend, so you can't buy anything there today.
2. While visiting the island of Curaçao, the owner of a bottle factory was shocked by the masses of empty glass bottles he saw lying around. He thought that if the bottles were not round, but shaped like bricks, they could be used to build houses for poor people. So he decided that his factory would make bottles in the shape of bricks, and soon over 10,000 of them were produced. However, the innovative bottles were not popular because it was difficult to hold them. People preferred the traditional round bottle shape. What a shame. Three.
What do shoes and plastic bottles have in common? In our company, a lot. We have invented ballerina shoes, which are totally made from recycled plastic bottles. So far, we have successfully recycled over 13 million bottles. We use 3D printers to make our ballerina shoes. They are exceptionally soft and flexible. And you can even put them in the washing machine. So why not order a pair and find out for yourself?
Four. If you're bored and looking for ways to spend your free time, come to our Glass Factory Museum and enjoy yourself by making beautiful things out of bottles, jars, cups and pieces of glass. This Saturday and Sunday, we're running our first class this year. And don't worry if you're a beginner. We will teach you how to cut and paint glass. You'll also learn easy techniques for making your own jewellery and decorative items for your home. Five.
Do you remember the contest I told you about? The one where we had to design a water bottle to be used on cycling and walking trips? As you know, I was quite pessimistic about my chances, but I ended up winning. I'm really happy and I still can't believe it. Actually, there were two winners because the company chose two designs. They've just announced that 1 million bottles of each design will be made at a factory in Omaha. I'm so proud of myself.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Millions of glass bottles per year were produced in Saratoga during the early 1800s. At that time, all bottles were made by hand. Now, please look at the wall on your right, where you can see our oldest bottles. Then, when we are on the first floor, you're going to see a huge wall with over 3,000 different bottles hanging on it. I'll tell you lots of stories about them. Next, we are going to walk to the factory building, where you'll be able to see how glass bottles are made today. Unfortunately, the gift shop is not open this weekend, so you can't buy anything there today.
2. While visiting the island of Curaçao, the owner of a bottle factory was shocked by the masses of empty glass bottles he saw lying around. He thought that if the bottles were not round, but shaped like bricks, they could be used to build houses for poor people. So he decided that his factory would make bottles in the shape of bricks, and soon over 10,000 of them were produced. However, the innovative bottles were not popular because it was difficult to hold them. People preferred the traditional round bottle shape. What a shame! Three.
What do shoes and plastic bottles have in common? In our company, a lot. We have invented ballerina shoes, which are totally made from recycled plastic bottles. So far, we have successfully recycled over 13 million bottles. We use 3D printers to make our ballerina shoes. They are exceptionally soft and flexible. And you can even put them in the washing machine. So why not order a pair and find out for yourself?
4. If you're bored and looking for ways to spend your free time, come to our Glass Factory Museum and enjoy yourself by making beautiful things out of bottles, jars, cups and pieces of glass. This Saturday and Sunday, we're running our first class this year. And don't worry if you're a beginner. We will teach you how to cut and paint glass. You'll also learn easy techniques for making your own jewellery and decorative items for your home. Five.
Do you remember the contest I told you about? The one where we had to design a water bottle to be used on cycling and walking trips? As you know, I was quite pessimistic about my chances, but I ended up winning. I'm really happy and I still can't believe it. Actually, there were two winners because the company chose two designs. They've just announced that 1 million bottles of each design will be made at a factory in Omaha. I'm so proud of myself.
3. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu 1.
Good afternoon, madam. I'm Sergeant Hendricks from Hillside Police Station. I think you saw what happened, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I noticed this woman walking around the shop. First I saw her pick up some rings and bracelets, but then she put them back. After that, she went to look at some creams and other beauty products. When I saw her again, she was walking through the women's wear section. She kept picking things up from the shelves and looking around nervously. I was busy serving customers, so I called our security guard. He stopped the woman just as she was walking out of the shop and asked her to show him what was in her bag. There were two skirts and a pair of denim shorts in it. Suddenly, the woman dropped the bag and ran out of the shop.
I see. Was it you who called us?
No, I just shouted for help. I think it was one of our customers who called you, because she saw the security guard running after the woman.
Well, our police officer stopped the woman outside in the street. We'll take her to the police station.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good afternoon, madam. I'm Sergeant Hendricks from Hillside Police Station. I think you saw what happened, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I noticed this woman walking around the shop. First I saw her pick up some rings and bracelets, but then she put them back. After that, she went to look at some creams and other beauty products. When I saw her again, she was walking through the women's wear section. She kept picking things up from the shelves and looking around nervously. I was busy serving customers, so I called our security guard. He stopped the woman just as she was walking out of the shop and asked her to show him what was in her bag. There were two skirts and a pair of denim shorts in it. Suddenly, the woman dropped the bag and ran out of the shop.
I see. Was it you who called us?
No, I just shouted for help. I think it was one of our customers who called you, because she saw the security guard running after the woman.
Well, our police officer stopped the woman outside in the street. We'll take her to the police station.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
My name's Julian, and some time ago my wife and I agreed to live in a castle located in a forest, a long way from anywhere. The people who had bought it offered us free accommodation in the castle in exchange for renovating it. Of course, all the costs were covered by the owners. As you can guess, living there was a great challenge. When we moved in, the castle needed modernization. To make it more comfortable to live in, we started the renovation in the kitchen, where we installed a wood-burning stove, which we used to prepare hot meals. One of the problems was the lack of central heating in the castle, so it was quite cold in the evenings. But fortunately, our bedroom had its own fireplace, so when we lit a fire, the bedroom became nice and warm. There was no electricity either, and that's why every day after sunset, we had to use candles to light the rooms. At one point, my wife talked about moving to a hotel 15 miles away and travelling to the castle every day to continue the renovation project. But in the end, we decided it would be easier if we stayed. Sadly, we weren't able to complete our work. After 2 years, we had to leave the castle because the owners had decided to sell it. But luckily, the new owners continued the renovation, and now it is a beautiful hotel located in the forest. It seems to me that there's nothing better than leaving the noise and crowds of the city behind. Escaping for the weekend to somewhere like that castle, surrounded by peace and quiet, is a perfect option. I can't wait to go back there, this time as a paying guest.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My name's Julian, and some time ago my wife and I agreed to live in a castle located in a forest, a long way from anywhere. The people who had bought it offered us free accommodation in the castle in exchange for renovating it. Of course, all the costs were covered by the owners. As you can guess, living there was a great challenge. When we moved in, the castle needed modernization. To make it more comfortable to live in, we started the renovation in the kitchen, where we installed a wood-burning stove, which we used to prepare hot meals. One of the problems was the lack of central heating in the castle, so it was quite cold in the evenings. But fortunately, our bedroom had its own fireplace, so when we lit a fire, the bedroom became nice and warm. There was no electricity either, and that's why every day after sunset, we had to use candles to light the rooms. At one point, my wife talked about moving to a hotel 15 miles away and travelling to the castle every day to continue the renovation project. But in the end, we decided it would be easier if we stayed. Sadly, we weren't able to complete our work. After 2 years, we had to leave the castle because the owners had decided to sell it. But luckily, the new owners continued the renovation, and now it is a beautiful hotel located in the forest. It seems to me that there's nothing better than leaving the noise and crowds of the city behind. Escaping for the weekend to somewhere like that castle, surrounded by peace and quiet, is a perfect option. I can't wait to go back there, this time as a paying guest.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.